Start the recording. Okay, and today our focus is going to be on abundance and attracting abundance and knowing that we are worthy and deserving of abundance. So, first thing we're going to ask is for everybody to just put your palms up. I've spoken about this before with this group, but maybe not everybody was here. Picture your third eye, okay, here, and then you've got your heart center in the middle of your chest. And your power center that's down here in your solar plexus. And as you normally sit, kind of curved, you're creating a triangle between those three points. And what I want you to do is take your heart center and move that heart center into the center of that triangle with your palms up. Coming in and just see how that just kind of puts you in a receiving mode. And you can rest your palms on your knees. Just the important thing is to just have your palms up in receiving mode. And when you get into that heart center space, you're connected. You're fully connected. Your third eye, your connection to your higher self, is connected to your heart, is connected to your power center, and you're in a very receptive mode. So at this time, what I'd like to ask you to do is just close your eyes. Let's all take a deep breath in together. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. And take one more deep breath in. And exhale. And I have a new little toy here. This is tuned to our root chakra. Our root chakra is at the base of our spine. And this is our manifestation center. So I'm just going to create a little vibration space as I'm doing this. I just want you to breathe in a beautiful red light all the way down into the base of your spine. Just helping the root center open up. Lum. Lum. Now, what I'd like you to do is just pretend there's a pink magnet right in your third eye. And feel yourself as you're calling back all the energy you may have been scattered throughout the day at work, any energy you may have given out to other people. Just feel that energy just being called right back into your body, coming in through your third eye. And as you exhale, just feel yourself releasing any energy that you may have taken on. And again, at work or at the store, or just driving, anything, just let it go. Just feel it releasing from your body. And again, breathing in, breathing back in all your energy to your body. And on your exhale, just letting go, feeling yourself releasing anything that's not for your highest good. And now at the base of your spine, what I'd like you to do is picture a grounding cord going all the way down into the center of Mother Earth. And what I want you to do is at the base of your spine, cut off this grounding cord and watch as an even bigger and thicker grounding cord goes out from the base of your spine and goes all the way down, down through the floor, down through the ground, through the earth, all the way down into the center core of the earth. And feel as this grounding cord just connects you, making you feel very centered. And now feel the energy coming back up from Mother Earth, from Gaia, coming back up into your spine. Feel that energy coming up your entire spinal cord. And as it does, Feel it as it goes out through your entire central nervous system. Just permeating your entire body with that energy from Mother Earth. And now what I'd like you to picture is above your head a spinning disc, about an inch above your head, a spinning disc, and this disc is opening up like two French doors to the heavens. And then about a foot above that disc is a beautiful golden ball of light. And this light is showering down beautiful gossamer strands of light, of white golden light, just showering down into your body. This beautiful light coming from source energy, God, universe. And just feel as it showers down into the top of your head. And as you feel this light pouring into your body, feel as it pours in through your brain, just clearing your thoughts and any thoughts that come in. That's fine. Just let them come in. Just put them in a balloon and let them float away. And feel as that beautiful white light cleanses your mind. And then that light comes down. You feel it coming down the front of your face. And as it does, you feel the muscles in your face relaxing a little more. You feel your eyes just kind of sit back in the sockets. Your tongue releases from the top of your mouth. Your jaw relaxes a little bit more. And you feel that light coming down the back of your head. As it comes down the back of your head, down the back of your neck, you feel your neck muscles just release a little bit more. As that light continues down throughout your entire throat, just cleansing that area, and you feel yourself releasing any energy from that area that's not wanted, that's not for your highest good. And that light continues down further down into your shoulders, and the light comes down through your upper arms, down into your elbows, relaxing your joints a little more. And that light goes down into your forearms, and then you feel that light coming down into your hands and into your palms. And in your palms, you almost feel like there's a ball of energy sitting there. You feel a little of a tingling sensation in your palms. And as your fingertips, you just feel that light shooting out your fingertips. It's like you just got this beautiful energy coming out of those little chakras at the end of each fingertip. And it feels that light continues down through your body as it goes down through your chest, and into your lungs, and into your heart center, this beautiful healing white light, this beautiful golden warm light. And as it comes down your upper back, you feel your back relaxing a little bit more. You feel your muscles, any tension just easily releases itself. And that light comes down further down into your stomach, and filling up all of your organs in your body with this beautiful light, white light, down into your kidneys and your liver and your intestines. And as that light continues down your back, and you feel your back muscles relax even more, and this beautiful light from source energy continues down into your hips, and it comes down into your legs, and you feel your leg muscles just relaxing. As it goes down into your knees, and flows down further down into your calves and into your ankles. And you feel that light coming down around your heels and down through the sole of your foot and the top of your foot and out down into the ball of your foot. And so you feel that light now just shooting out of your toes, this brilliant light. And then watch as that ball of light is not only filling your body up with light, but it's also creating an amazing cocoon of light all around you, just filling up your aura, just filling up your energy with this brilliant light coming down from source energy, just enveloping you in such a huge way. As a matter of fact, it's gotten so big and comes around you so strongly that it fills up the entire room with energy. And this beautiful white light is now forming this incredible cocoon all around you and all around the entire room. And as you bask in this light, I want you to call your higher self to you. Just feeling your higher self, your energy all around you. Feel that connection to you, the energetic part of you. Everything is energy. We are energy. We are pure energy. Feel that connection to that energetic self that you are. And what I'd like you to now do is go into your beautiful place. This could be a meadow, or it could be a beach, could be a mountaintop, wherever it is for you. If it's a meadow, I want you to walk into this place and just, what do you see here? Do you see flowers? Do you see a brook? Do you see grass? Do you see trees? If you're at a beach, are you on a lake, or are you on the ocean? Look how vast the ocean is if you're by an ocean. Look how abundant it is, how much water there is. And look up at the sky. Look at how much sky there is. It's just an expansive sky that just goes on forever. And I want you to feel, what does the air feel like on your skin? Is there a breeze in the air? Is there a scent in the air? Just really feel the beauty of this space and being in the now. And just feeling what it's like to be in that space and connected to your higher self. And now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go even further and connect with your soul. Your soul self is that part of you that not only connects to you, but connects to God, source energy, the universe. Ask your soul to come and meet you in this meadow, to meet you on the beach. Ask your soul to come here and watch as you see this beautiful light coming towards you. This is you. This is who you really are as energy. This is the real you, the capital Y-O-U. And watch as your soul comes in and blends with you. You feel that beautiful light coming right into your heart center. Your soul is your guide. This is your guide. Your soul has all the answers. Your higher self and your soul know everything. They have all the answers. They have the infinite connection to source energy. So now I want your soul self to lead you up to the top of a mountain in front of you. And you can dance, you can skip, you can run, you can swim up to the top of the mountain. It doesn't matter how you get there. Just feel yourself getting to the top of the mountain. And as you're standing there at the top of the mountain, your soul, your inner guidance tells you to look out on the horizon at your future. And it may be a year from now, maybe 3 years from now. But pick a time that you want to focus in. What time is your soul telling you that they want to show you? Is it a year from now? Is it 3 years from now? Is it 5 years from now? And your soul is showing you yourself, your life. And I'll just go with 3 years from now, but whatever time it is for you, is showing you your life 3 years from now. And as they're showing you this you 3 years from now, what do your finances look like? How much money do you have in the bank? Is there an abundance there? And again, this is your amazing future self. This is realizing your desires. This is attracting all that you want. How much money is in the bank? What is your career like? What are you doing? Are you retired? Are you just relaxing and enjoying? Are you having fun with your career? Are you feeling what they mean by if you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life? Do you feel satisfied with your career? Who are the people that you're working with in your career? How much money are you bringing in? Or if you're already financially free, how much are you able to give back? What does it feel like going to what they call work every day and knowing that you get to play every day? You get to play at what you do. What's that like? Who are the people that you're with every day? Do you have fun with them? Are they very energetic, positive people? Have you attracted wonderful people to do your job with? Now, what's your social life like? What kind of friends do you have? What kind of friends have you attracted? What's the energy that your friends bring to you when you're together? Do you feel a positive light with them? Do you always have fun? Are you doing things together? Do you find yourself laughing a lot? Do you have a lot of friends, or do you have a few really close friends? What are you doing socially with them? What do you guys like to do together? See yourselves gathering with these people. What kind of relationship do you have now in your life? Is there someone special? Have you been with them for a long time? What is this relationship like? Do you have fun together? Do you feel secure in the relationship? Do you feel an energy of love surrounding you with this person? This is your soulmate, if that's what you want. What is it like with this person? What do you do with this person? Do you go to the movies? Do you travel a lot? Do you see yourselves enjoying just the everyday things together, washing dishes together, waking up in the morning together, going to sleep together? What is the feeling that you have with this person? What is the energy that the two of you create in your home? Now think about your family. How is your relationship with your family improved? And again, this is your desire. This is the way you want things to be. This is what you can attract into your life. So what is your family like? What is your relationship like with your family? With your parents, if they're around? With your children? Do you have children? With your cats? With your dogs? With your spirit children? Your furry children? What are your relationships like? Are they more open? Do you see that people around you have kind of caught on to the energy that you have? Or maybe it's just that you have just learned how to deal with people so well that everything just flows so much more easily and flows so much more smoothly with the relationships you have. And now, what is your life like spiritually? How connected are you now? How do you feel day to day? Do you meditate every day? Do you just feel joy every day? Do you feel that connection to yourself? Do you feel that love and energy that is all abundantly around us every day? Do you feel that maybe spiritual abilities you wanted to enhance have been increasing? Do you feel that maybe you can do a little channeling, or really you can talk with your higher self so easily now and get answers so easily now, to the point where you can actually even help others get answers? And as you're looking at this, this is your life. In just picturing this right now, you have already set the path to this future self, this amazing future self of abundance. And again, abundance is all around us. It is filling up this room. This room is right now filled with abundance. There is so much joy and love and abundance of all good things in this room. Whatever you want, you can have it in abundance. Whatever your desires are, you can have them in abundance. It is all around us. When we ask, it is given. We just get to let go and allow it in. So how do we let go? What I want you to do is picture that somebody is giving you a crystal ball. And this crystal ball is the truth. It is all-knowing. You do not doubt what you see in this crystal ball. And you look in this crystal ball and you gaze in this crystal ball, and everything that you just pictured for your future self is being shown to you as gospel. It is written, it is done. All of these things are coming to you. All of these things are going to happen. And you have this beautiful crystal ball so that you know that it's going to happen. If you see yourself having $100,000 in your bank account, it's going to happen. Someone has already told you it's there. It's just waiting for you. So how would you feel knowing that all of these things, all of these desires are going to happen? You know it's going to happen. You see it. You can see it in the distance. It's going to happen. So what do you get to do now? So I want you to now picture yourself floating down a river. We're floating down the river of well-being. Abraham Hicks talks about the river of well-being. Well, we are flowing down this river of well-being, this river of time. And in this river of time, this river of well-being, you see in the distance, way down the river, you see all those desires fulfilled. All of those things in your beautiful future self, your amazing future self, you see all those things that you wanted. They're right down there in the river, and the river's flowing one way. It only flows one way. It only flows to well-being. So what are you going to do? Are you going to paddle against the river? Are you going to paddle? No. Picture yourself flowing down this river and throw the oars away. Throw the oars away. And you just lay back on this river. And you look around. Enjoy the journey, because you know already it's happening. It's down there. You can see it. It's already down there waiting for you. You get to enjoy the journey. You get to enjoy the process. You get to enjoy the manifestation of every desire that you want that is for your highest good. And you get to lay back and let it go. So if anything comes up, any desires come up, I want you to picture being on this river. See that desire being fulfilled down the river, and just let go of the oars. Let the river flow. And as you do that and sit there and enjoy the now, where you are in the river, where you are in this journey, as you look around, maybe there are flowers on the shore, maybe you see a deer on the side sipping water from the river, maybe there's a rainbow, and you get to just enjoy what's there and what's now. And as you do, as you sit there and enjoy, a miraculous thing happens. This beautiful ribbon of a river folds over, and that thing that you want to manifest in the distance, it folds over and comes to you in the here and now. It comes to you faster. Why do you think they say time flies when you're having fun? Because you're in the now. Time is all relative. We can stretch time. We can compact time when we are in the now. So again, I just want you to picture this crystal ball that you're holding in your hands. It has told you that this future is concrete. It is happening. You can look down into it anytime you want and see it there. You can go into your river, go into the river, go on that river, sit on that raft and let go of the oars. See what you're trying to attract, your desires, down the river. You don't have to worry about them. You're flowing there naturally. You are connected. Everything is happening for your highest good. And what is for our highest good? To be happy, to be in joy, to be in love, to feel abundant. Those are the highest vibrations. Love, joy, strength, abundance. These are all for our highest good. All that we want is there waiting for us. We get to let go. Just know what's happening. So now I want you to take your crystal ball. I want you to take that ball and physically merge that ball into your heart center. Feel it as that beautiful ball holding your amazing future blends in with your heart self. That's it. Bring it into your heart. It's there. Feel the warmth of it. Feel the comfort of knowing this is all happening for you. And you don't have to do anything other than look forward to it. Any actions that you have to take, you'll know what to do. It'll come as divine inspiration. You don't have to think about it. You get to just enjoy the journey. Enjoy where you are. In the here and now. It is an abundant universe, and we are all amazing creators. We get to create in love and joy and our strength. And know this is real. This is very, very real. And the energy that we all create doing this together makes it even stronger. We are so loved. We are so worthy. We are so deserving. We wouldn't be here if we weren't. And now we get to know that and hold that in our hearts. You are all such beautiful, energetic beings. You are all such beautiful, high, energetic beings. And there's so much love for all of you. So what I'd like you to do now is just come down back off that mountain and back into your meadow or your beach area, whatever your special place is. And again, you can fly back down, you can skip, you can just transform and see yourself there. Picturing the beauty, being in the now, knowing that all of your desires are coming, and you get to enjoy this place, you get to enjoy the journey, you get to enjoy your connection, and feel your heart center now, your heart center that's connected to your soul, to your higher self, and holding this beautiful crystal ball that contains your amazing future self. It's in your heart. You can't be detached from it now. It's there. So what I'd like you to do is just start coming back into the room that you're in right now, coming back into your body a little bit more. Just feel your body. If you're laying down, just feel your body against the floor. If you're on the couch or on the chair, just feel your body in the chair a little bit more and more. Maybe wiggling your fingers and toes a little bit. You're ready to take a nice deep breath in. And exhale. And take another deep breath in. Coming back into the room a little bit more and more. And exhale. And take another deep breath in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Just slowly and easily. And knowing that the work you've done here is very, very real.